The beginning of Mark's Gospel says Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the Gospel." Gospel means good news. So Jesus comes proclaiming good news. Good news. A proclamation of good news. And the good news was the king is here. The time is fulfilled. Good news. The time. What time? Well, the time that all the prophecies point forward to. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. God's reign, God's rule, God's righteousness. Come. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Turn. Repent simply means you're going the wrong direction. Turn around. Go. You're running away. You run toward God. Repent and believe the gospel. Trust in the good news. Believe the message. The king is here. Good news. The amazing thing that we didn't realize, that no one realized when Jesus said that, is the king has come not to set up his reign on earth, but he came to pay the price. He came. Jesus, God from all eternity, came down, became human, so that he could die for our sins on the cross. The time is fulfilled. All the prophecies in Isaiah of the suffering servant who would be crushed for our iniquities. Jesus came bringing good news, the gospel, the good news of God. God is here to rescue you from your sin. We're going to take communion now. Communion is a time to reflect on what Jesus did for us, to remember what he did, to take bread and juice, symbols that represent his body broken, his blood poured out, to remind us of what it cost for me to be saved, for me to be forgiven of all my sins. Jesus had to go to the cross and die. He came as the coming king, but the coming king to conquer my sin by dying in my place. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to pray and pass out the bread and the juice. And I just invite you, if you're a believer in Jesus, to remember with us, using bread and juice, remember what Jesus did for you. And I'm going to invite you to just reflect on the cost that the good news came at through Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this bread and this juice. Thank you for the reminder today that we were so bad that you had to come and die for us. Thank you that it's a reminder too that you loved us so much that even the greatest cost you were willing to pay to rescue us from our self-made ruin. Jesus, thank you for taking our place, for taking the punishment that you didn't deserve, but we so rightly did deserve. You died in our place. You bore the wrath of your Father against our sin so that we could be welcomed into your presence. Good news. We can be under your rule, not crushed and punished, but welcomed in great joy because of what you did there on the cross. And we want to enjoy that today. We want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying. Thank you for this bread and this juice, the reminders of what you did. In Jesus' name. King Jesus, thank you that we can call you King, that we can bow the knee this morning, pay homage to you, celebrate your rule in our hearts, in our midst. And thank you for this reminder of what it cost for us to be forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. His body broken for you. Eat. bloodshed for you. Drink.